A new guide to prostitutes in Burton has been published. McCoy's Guide to Adult Services includes a review of the women working in massage parlours in the town. George McCoy from Staffordshire is the man who's put the book together. Morning, George.
Good morning.
Morning, thanks for joining us. Quick review from Burton of your book. Surprised, shocked, offended?
Well, I think they should get a life, and I think the police have got better things to do with their time, and I think most policemen realise that. In fact, I've been approached by the police often with regard to whether I can help them in any regard, and a lot of them have bought my books. In fact, my book was used by the Home Office when it, in a completely distorted way, I must say. They took my book and distorted all the figures to come up with the laws they passed in the dying days of Labour.
Okay.
And they didn't even tell me they were doing it, but that's typical of politicians.
Before we address all that, just explain to us, how does the book actually work?
Well, what I've done is I've created a whole series of books now covering the whole country, and one of the ones is one I've just brought out recently covering the East Midlands and East Anglia, which includes Derbyshire and Burton-on-Trent, incidentally, even though that's also in my West Midlands book because it's in Staffordshire, where I list all the people I've been able to find involved in the adult services industry, whether we're talking about massage parlours. And although there was one in Burton, it has closed, and as far as I'm aware, there aren't any in Burton currently. Plus the private establishments, those operations that operate from non-business premises without planning permission. I also talk about the individual working ladies, the dominatrixes, the party operations, couples, twosomes, the whole range of adult services.
So basically you're advertising sex?
I'm advertising adult services. I mean, this is the
Which
way
is sex.
Ladies like to refer to it, and this is the way I like to refer to it.
But it is sex?
Indeed, you will find that offer sexual services, but not all.
How did you find these women?
Well, there's a lot of information on the internet. There's a lot of advertising in local papers, and particularly ad magazines, which give you leads to them. I ring them up. I often then pop round and say hello, or I produce from what information I can a basic entry for them on the site, and then show them what I'm saying about them. They often think that's very nice. It's going to give them free extra publicity. And they cooperate with regard to helping to fill in the gaps with regard to whatever I might not have said about them that I should have.
And how do you actually rate these ladies? I mean, which I'm sure a lot of people would feel degrading in itself, but how do you actually rate them? How do you actually do your review?
Well, there is a lot of information one can get on the internet. There are, have emerged since the millennium, a lot of sites where there are reviews of these ladies. One has to take the reviews on some of the sites with a pinch of salt because they can be put on by the girls themselves. So there are some where people have to pay for access to the site, and one can feel that these reviews are pretty genuine. But I weigh them up accordingly and come up with my overall star rating based on that. And occasionally, as I travel around, when ladies want to demonstrate how well they can perform, it would be impolite of me not to give them the opportunity to do so.
So you have sex with them?
I never pay for any services on those occasions.
You have sex with them and then you rate them?
If they wish to entertain me, I'm quite happy to let them do so.
Isn't that the ultimate in degradation?
No, I think it's consumer protection.
In what way is it consumer protection?
The women who work in this industry do so overwhelmingly of their own free will. There is a myth brought about by the semino-Nazis like Harriet Harman that the women in this industry are working against their will, and they're not. The vast majority of the ladies in this industry work because they make a better living, they meet a lot of interesting people, they don't find sex a particularly repugnant idea. The way people talk about the industry reminds me of the way people talked about homosexuality in the 1950s, and we wouldn't dare talk about homosexuals in that way now, and hopefully in the years to come it may well be that we will not talk about sex workers in the same way, but we can only wait and see.
So if they don't satisfy your needs, how do you rate them?
Well, one says, if they were kind enough to demonstrate their prowess to me, the least I'm going to do is say how pleasant they are. But obviously I wouldn't say much more if it was a pretty unsatisfactory event. But the vast majority of them, I find, do their utmost to give me a very enjoyable time.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
What do you have family?
I had a daughter and a son, and my ex-wife is dead, so she's not been...
And what do your daughter and son think about what you do for a living?
My daughter was briefly a journalist and found that a lot of her fellow journalists thought what I did was great, and she knows what I do and accepts it cheerfully enough. And my son finds that a lot of his friends at work found it great fun as well, and he is perfectly happy with it. Working ladies...
Do you give them respect?
We're mentioned by Ronald Reagan as being very similar to politicians. You know, the two oldest professions in the world are two of a kind, he said.
And you give them respect?
And they should be respected, and so should politicians, even though I know at present we don't think much of them.
And you give them respect, rating them?
I give them respect, yes.
By rating them?
And they get the business, and they love it.